The House Ag Subcommittee on Livestock met this week to review livestock and related USDA programs ahead of the 2012 Farm Bill. And while a variety of issues were discussed, the one which brought the most attention was the proposed changes to the rules for the Packers and Stockyards Act. This is what Subcommittee Chair David Scott of Georgia had to say.
These are the most sweeping changes to the Packers and Stockyards Act in nearly 100 years.
Now, part of the discussions included whether more time is needed in the comment period, which is set to end August 23rd, but will actually close before the USDA-DOJ workshops on the subject are completed. Thus, Scott joined 21 of his colleagues to request a 120-day extension. At the hearing, the head of the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, J. Dudley Butler, explained the background behind crafting the proposed new rules governing livestock producers.
When the court ruled in some of these cases dealing with likelihood of harm to competition, they did so without much guidance in the past from USDA. Several courts spoke to that and said that USDA had not addressed these areas in certain sections of the Act, and that there was somewhat of a void. A part of the reason that we looked at some of these areas is because of that, what the court had said. We've tried to carry out the directive of Congress as well as address some of the areas that the court had spoken about and tried to create a proposed rule that we felt was fair and equitable and concise enough that we could get comments on and try to make educated decisions, if you will, based on those comments from all over the industry to determine what the final rule should be.
So the debate among stakeholders will continue over the proposed changes to the rule. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.